The Keystone XL pipeline will come under scrutiny in a number of hearings before the South Dakota Water Management Board. A hearing examiner has set a process so that opponents can ask for more information from TC Energy Corporation, formerly known as TransCanada. At the end of a day-long hearing held Wednesday, May 8th, and after the examiner announced his ruling, the board heard public comments. Dakota Rural Action and Elizabeth Lone Eagle appeared before the Water Management Board to ask for the power to compel discovery and serve interrogatories on TC Energy as well as government agencies. Hearing examiner Rodney Freeman gave them much of what they want. They cannot compel discovery directly, but they can ask Freeman to issue subpoenas for witnesses, documents, and other information. They can also serve interrogatories with copies to Freeman. After a long day of legal wrangling and after Freeman announced his order, a few people lined up to make short statements, all of them in opposition to the pipeline. One of them is Martin Bates from Sioux Falls, who tells the board he is an Air Force veteran.
And I promise and I remain sworn to protect the U.S. and its Constitution. Protecting treaties is protecting the Constitution.
Like many of the final speakers, Bates invoked climate change and the necessity of stopping the use of fossil fuels. He addresses DENR, the parent agency of the Water Management Board.
I notice your logo says on this letterhead, a real nice letterhead, Department of Environmental and Natural Resources, protecting South Dakota's tomorrow, today. And I think today we all ought to stand up and work to protect the resources, because they're going to be gone.
The board is going to hear more testimony on motions on July 17th and 18th in preparation for a full hearing, with that date yet to be set. In future hearings, people wishing to testify will have to travel to Pierre. The board will not take testimony by phone. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.